Most of the Midwest experienced rather quiet conditions over the weekend. Temperatures are cool out there this morning, but certainly not as cold as they were a week or so ago. The readings running mostly in the 20s across a big part of the region, a few 30s near the Ohio River, and a few teens in the far north. We do have mostly cloudy skies. There's been a few reports of drizzle and freezing drizzle, as well as a few snow shower activity occurring across parts of the region this morning. And there is even some fog out there in some of the western portions of the Corn Belt, as well as scattered from Missouri into parts of Indiana and southwestern Ohio. The fog is indicative of the changing air masses that's underway across the region. As we go forward through the next couple of days, we can expect to see temperatures turn warmer and then cooler again. The Midwest is in a unique position of experiencing some frequent cool air shots coming out of Canada, working its way through the eastern part of North America. And as long as this continues to be the case, we will expect to see our temperatures held back in check a little bit more so here than in the U.S. plains as we go forward through this week. And the overall bottom line outlook here is that we will see the snow cover stay with us across many areas in the northern Midwest. We'll actually have some additional opportunity for a little bit of light snow to fall across some areas as we move forward through this week. There's a succession of about three different smaller disturbances that will pass across the region that will bring us some occasional light snowfall. The first event expected to come into the upper parts of the Midwest here later this afternoon and overnight tonight will be most significant probably tomorrow, and it will likely produce some snow and perhaps a little wintry mix of precipitation from eastern parts of the Dakotas through Minnesota into portions of Michigan eventually. And there will be quite a punch of cold air coming behind this event that will likely take place as we go from Wednesday into Thursday. The cooler bias will drop those temperatures below average for parts of the region and put a bit of a chill back into the air, but it's still midwinter even though we're hearing reports of unusually warm conditions out to the west of us in the plains and parts of the far western United States. Well, as we move on into the latter part of this week, we'll likely see this cold high pressure system settle into the region probably on Thursday afternoon and Friday, but it'll be followed by another little shot of cooler air coming in as we move from Friday into Saturday. That little reinforcing shot of cool air will bring another round of light snowfall to mostly the Great Lakes region, followed by another cold surface high pressure center that will settle into the region as we move on out into Saturday and Sunday. So between these two cold air masses, we'll likely find our temperatures held back a bit. We'll look for the afternoon highs today to run mostly 20s and 30s across a big part of the north. We'll look for 30s and 40s in the southern areas. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for somewhat similar conditions, 20s and 30s in the north, 30s and 40s south, but there will be some 50 and near 60 degree temperatures in Nebraska, Kansas, and parts of western Missouri tomorrow afternoon. As we move on into the day on Wednesday and Thursday, that's when that next surge of cold air starts to push into the region. High temperatures on Thursday afternoon may be limited to the single digits and teens across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 20s and 30s occur in the southern parts of the region. That kind of coolness will still be with us on Friday afternoon and be reinforced on Saturday and Sunday, so we're not going to see much warming occur at that point in time. We'll expect to see some sub-zero temperatures in the upper parts of the Midwest, too, by the way. That will occur as we get to the end of the weekend during the weekend. Down in South America, everything is status quo. We don't expect to see anything more than just scattered showers and thunderstorms in Brazil. There's a lot of chatter out there about delays in harvesting and delays at loading at the port cities, but I don't think any of these delays are going to end up being very significant. It should continue to be a mostly very good environment for Brazil and its harvest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.